Bill Nordmark, an Atlanta business consultant and former president of the Rotary Club of Atlanta, had become increasingly concerned about the state of race relations here and with incidents of violence between police and citizens around the country. He reached out to John Grant, the former CEO of 100 Black Men of Atlanta, and asked if they could become friends. The two men then set out on a mission to get others to join their cause. Since September, the two civic leaders have been able to foster a total of 47 pairs of friends. That means there are 94 Metro Atlanta leaders, Black, white, male, female, Islamic, Jewish, Christian, who are proactively reaching out to people different from themselves. Grant told Nordmark he felt God's hand in the establishment of the Atlanta Friendship Initiative. Grant said he was familiar with how the now-defunct Atlanta Action Forum had played a similar role among the city's Black and white business leaders during the 1970s and 1980s. But the city has changed, and the business community is now more transient. Both Nordmark and Grant say they've been encouraged by the response. Almost everyone they've approached has embraced the idea and has joined the self-directed initiative to build friendships across society's divides. Ed Baker, the former publisher of the Atlanta Business Chronicle, who is now with Georgia State's Robinson College of Business, had been talking with Nordmark about similar concerns for years. Not only has Baker become one of the friendship pairs, he says the Robinson College will provide administrative support for the initiative. Nordmark says he hopes civic organizations, churches, businesses, and nonprofits will adopt the initiative. He already has reserved domain names for the America Friendship Initiative and the International Friendship Initiative. As Nordmark said, what better place to start this than Atlanta?